This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to My Millennial Money Express. I'm Glenn James, and this is a podcast where I just want to encourage you about your money. We do little, you know, 5-10 minute episodes. You can watch this on YouTube and you can just search Glenn James and subscribe there. It's different to the My Millennial Money channel. Sam just joined the Facebook group. Hey, Sam, how are you? And he said, as someone looking to get into the share market, are they better off going down the path of a diversified stock like VDHG, which is the Vanguard Diversified High Growth Fund, or attempt to diversify themselves by picking and choosing index funds? Now, I think it's important to note that Vanguard have set up the Vanguard Diversified High Growth ETF, VDHG, just as kind of so you don't have to do what Sam asked. So, and if you just Google Vanguard Diversified High Growth Fund, you'll see that there is a percentage within the fund to the Vanguard Australian Shares Index Fund. That's at 35.9% at the moment. There's a percentage to the Vanguard's Shares Indexed Fund, which is at 26%. And then they've got International Shares Hedge, and they've got some International Small Companies Fund. So they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 funds that they kind of invest in within that ETF. Now, that kind of means that you don't have to do what Sam asked, which is, oh, I'm going to get Vanguard Diversified High Growth, and then I'm going to get maybe the iShares fund of this, and then I'm going to get the BetaShares fund over here. I mean, you can do that, but if you want it to be simple and easy, you might just stick with the one ETF that has a blend within it. And remember, there's really no right or wrong to investing as long as you understand where the money's going in, what you're investing in, and Google is really your friend. So if someone like Sam is new to investing, I think you probably wouldn't look at trying to build your own diversified portfolio of ETFs, because you're really just going to make more work for yourself. And a fund like the Vanguard Diversified High Growth Fund basically covers all bases for you. You could certainly, for example, you might go, look, I only want ETFs that do not have an allocation to a bond fund. So the Vanguard Global, the Vanguard Diversified High Growth Fund, it has just under 7% allocation to the Global Aggregate Bond Indexed, which it basically means the Diversified High Growth Fund, it's about a 90% allocation to growth assets and about a 10% allocation to defensive, like cash and bonds. So for example, you might say, Sam, oh, hey, I just want to double down and hit growth only. And you might want some international and some Australian. If that's the case, you might then say, well, I'm just going to invest in the Vanguard Australian Shares Index Fund and the Vanguard International Shares Index Fund, or whatever ETF that gives you the allocation to Australian equities or international equities, okay? And Vanguard isn't the only ETF provider, but just as an example, I think with investing, it's worth, before you invest, knowing what the underlying assets are. And then if you don't understand, certainly don't do anything. And you can always go to the Facebook group and ask questions. The Vanguard Diversified High Growth Fund, it is a popular fund. I personally invest in this inside my investment bond, but you can search VDHG inside the Facebook group, and there's been lots of chatter about this fund, but it is a good blended fund, which means you don't have to automatically go and pick and choose, because again, they are doing all that for you and they charge a little bit higher of a fee to do that for you. So hope that helps, Sam, and thanks for joining the My Millennial Money Facebook group. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.